Hello and welcome to Advisor Gold, the missing allocation, the show where financial professionals learn the why, how, and what to help their clients own physical gold and silver. This podcast is designed to complement the training at goldandsilveradvisors.com. I'm your host, Kerry Morris, and I work with clients and run a financial planning practice every day. We've used physical metals in our financial plans for nearly a decade. I'm here with my co-host and friend, Ryan Long, second generation in the gold and silver business and president of National Gold Consultants, which only promotes their business through a large advisor network. If you're a consumer listening to this podcast, welcome. This is not financial, legal, or tax advice. It's education, folks, and you're welcome to have your advisor reach out to us, or you can email us directly with your questions. In this episode, we're going to answer the questions, when is the best time to buy and sell physical gold and silver? These are two of the most important questions that anyone could ask about purchasing gold and silver. After listening to this today, you'll be equipped to answer these questions with confidence. Now, here's my conversation with Ryan. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is Kerry and Ryan here. And today, as you heard, we're going to answer the question, when is the best time to buy physical gold and silver? And when is the best time to sell it? So, Ryan, we don't talk about when to sell it very often. We're going to save that to the end. But let's just jump in and talk about when's the best time to buy, because we still hear that question a lot, right?
Yeah, I mean, Kerry, it's the best time to buy it is when you physically realize that you actually need it, right? I was at a workshop convention down in Arkansas a few weeks ago, helping an advisor put on a gold and silver workshop for their clients and prospects, and this question came up in almost three different variations. So we just titled it as, "Hey, when is the best time to buy gold and silver?" And I mean, I know we talked, Kerry, off air. Well, when is the best time for long-term care coverage, right?
Right.
Not when you need it, right? When you're looking at it from, and we really want to make sure we're looking at it and taking our investment brain off of this and looking at this as an insurance mindset. Well, the best time for insurance is obviously before you need it, right?
Absolutely. You know, you can't wait till your house burns down to go try. I mean, it's just, you know, I had somebody sideswipe me about 3 weeks ago. And the first time in my life, I actually got hit by somebody that didn't have coverage. Actually, one lady didn't have a license and one lady didn't have coverage. And so I saw what that was like, you know, and so great point. It's fundamentals, guys, blocking and tackling. This is wealth protection. You know, that's what we teach. And but Ryan wants to dig in today on when is the best time to buy it, that, you know, is like he said, when you realize you don't have it and you realize the world that you live in and what's going on. I mean, we got all kind of crazy stuff and we got some good topics coming up in the next few podcasts talking about digital. And, you know, we've kind of been alluding to that. We still don't think we've forgotten about that. But yeah. Ryan, in the context of that, knowing that, yeah, it doesn't matter what's going on in the market, frankly, if you need that allocation and you don't have it, you need to get it. But right. what's going on currently, because what I kind of saw was that there's been a little pullback in price, which is really good for people buying it. I mean, we don't try to time the market, but let's face it. What are you seeing going on right now in the market?
Yeah, well, I mean, Kerry, I had a conversation with an advisor and his client just yesterday, and the client was concerned about some of the future monetary systems. You mentioned the digital currencies, this, you know, the Fed now, all of this stuff. This client was he knew enough to be dangerous to talk about it just because the media is talking about it. But he was also looking at it from a transactional basis and goes, well, I've got $10,000 in this account that I'm looking to do some silver in just in case we go that digital currency route. And it kind of go, okay, where did you come up with that $10,000? You know, we always talk about 10 to 15%. And I went down that whole rabbit trail with him. But when you're looking at from the micro side of things of where we are right now, historically speaking, I told this client yesterday, you know, because he asked when is a good time to buy, and that exact same question, and I said right now, and here's why. From a micro perspective, you know, we've actually, you know, typically the summer months are slower, and we haven't seen a slow summer month ever since COVID happened, because everybody was rushing into, you know, this insurance mechanism of physical gold and silver. Well, now the markets are up a little bit, the equity markets. The summer's out. 4th of July already happened. People have forgotten about some of the monetary issues that we have on hand right now. And what that does just short term is that just causes premiums or demand to just drop a little bit. And that creates this little buying nugget that you're able to get a better bang for your buck right now. Now, we want to make sure we're not looking at, you know, cents and dollars when we're looking at this. If you don't have 10 to 15% of your assets, you're missing, you know, you're missing, I call it the sleep well at night pill, to make sure it, regardless of what happens in the markets, you know, you're covered. So I don't care if gold's at $10,000 an ounce or $1,000 an ounce, 10 to 15% is prudent, but we're in a pretty good buying opportunity right now as we talk, Carrie.
Exactly. So, you know, as an advisor listening to this podcast, if you're needing to reposition some assets or raise some cash for a client, I seriously encourage you to look elsewhere besides selling their gold and silver holdings, because this is kind of possibly the calm before the storm. You know, we've seen the market, everybody tends to relax a little bit, get a little overconfident when the market starts going up again. But as Brian just alluded to, Brian,
I'll take it either way.
Yeah, Ryan just alluded to, that's weird. I've never done that before, Ryan, ever. That's funny.
I've called everything.
I think I was like thinking Brexit and Ryan at the same time, and it came out Brian. You know, like the Brexit nations are about to launch a gold-backed digital currency. There's all kinds of things going on. Also, I think I might have mentioned it in the last podcast. Yeah, we did. Is, you know, the market's been very narrow. So the amount of companies that's actually growing is pretty small relative to the overall market. So it's kind of like a bit of misleading, yes. You know. And so people get comfortable then. And as advisors, you may be getting comfortable to think, I'll reallocate some of this gold and silver and put it over here, and that's why it's good for the client. Da, 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 da. Well, just don't sell their wealth insurance, because we don't know what's coming down the pike, but all indications are that the storms are certainly not past in the near term, even.
I mean, speaking of a storm, this event that we did just a few weeks ago, that the advisor did a fantastic job marketing it. But we had an event that had over 100 new prospects, not clients, but prospects that came just for gold and silver education. And these questions were there, you know, the digital currencies, the you know, inflation, dollar debasement. But another thing that came up was, you know, even the BRICS nations, really, really led by Russia and China, are going to be, they've already said they're doing this, they're going to be backing a currency by gold and silver. And so what does that mean, you know, Carrie?
Answer that question. What does that mean for prices of physical?
Well, I mean, prices of physical, I mean, is it physical, or is the price of gold and silver rising or falling, or is it our dollar purchasing power increasing or decreasing, right? So Sitting with our dollar right now, and all of our clients' assets are valued in dollars, regardless of how diversified they are, even in gold and silver, it's still valued in dollars. Well, what happens if our currency is not pegged to these BRICS nations, which it won't be? They're valued on a gold standard that we got off in 71, and we're just sitting here with worthless paper. I mean, gold and silver in that scenario would rise exponentially in dollar terms, and our dollar just continues to buy less. So it's, again, is it an increase in gold and silver, or is our dollar just buying less? And in this case, it's a massive increase price in gold and silver, and our dollar just continues to buy less.
Good point. And if you're listening to that today, and all that just kind of went wham, like, and most of it right over your head, and hey, it's okay. That's really normal. There's, you know, you got your head down, you're trying to build your business, you're raising your families and doing life. The point there is this: there's a lot of weird stuff going on that never happened before, right? I'm so tired of hearing that, Ryan. This has never happened before, but there's a lot of that going on. Yeah. And it's weird stuff. And I say weird, I mean, it's different. It's like, whoa, a gold-backed digital currency? I mean, who, you know, 20 years ago, would anybody have seen that coming, Ryan? I mean, I don't think so.
No. And that transition, Carrie, into, you know, obviously, when is the, you know, the right time to have gold and silver, but when is the time to sell? When should you not hold gold and silver? And I like to say, well, you know, before that happens, we're going to be seeing flying elephants. I mean,
ahead and give them the technical analysis, Ryan.
Yeah, here's my technical analysis. You should not be holding gold and silver, right? When the deficits, let's just say there's no deficits, there's a balanced budget, there's no inflation. There's no debasement of our currency. And I mean, there's just strong, real long-term values. I mean, that's just, when you look at that scenario, that is the scenario of seeing a flying elephant, or it's just at this monetary stage that we're in, it's not going to happen. So, you know, the best time for flood insurance is before the flood arrives. You know, just because you had a flood, it doesn't mean another flood's not going to happen again. You don't want to get rid of that insurance ever.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll say, because we can't, it's like, we talk to clients about it being a long-term hold, you know, but something that I've often said to let clients have some kind of visual, because clients don't tend to do well with an unending kind of thought like that, you know? And so what I've told them is like, hey, when your metals have doubled in value, we'll talk, you know, and I let them know that we'll continue to talk, because if they do go through the roof like that, and you know, that's when let's say that they've gone up 500% for a client, right? And then there's a need, or maybe it's a client who they were really needed that, you know, and that's when you shave off a little bit off the top and then reallocate that maybe into monthly income they need or something like that. You know, yep. So just wanted to bring that into the conversation as well. Mm-hmm. I understand, you know, I understand your point of view, and you agree with what I just said though, or it's okay to disagree. Well, we've been friends a long time.
Let's just say a sample portfolio, you have 30% of these assets in equity related, you know, in the markets, right?
Right.
When you have a 500% increase in gold and silver, historically speaking, that 30% that are you know, tied to equities are going to decrease significantly. That's right. When 401ks are 201ks, right? The 2008 type Lehman Brothers example occurs. Well,
right.
Or at that time did do 500%. So then there is time to rebalance, right?
Yeah.
You don't want all of a sudden, if you have 10 to 15% now and your increase of 500% happens, well, that might be 50% of your portfolio at that point. So you're going to have to rebalance, but that's the benefit of working with a trusted financial advisor, working with us, a National Gold Consultants, so we can help, you know, help that process move around.
Yeah. And so I don't know that we'll ever see all those things, those five things you mentioned in our lifetime. You know, it's just contrary to the core way of economics that our country's founded on, frankly.
Right.
You know, it's a boom and bust kind of economics that we use. So, yeah, so that's when to sell it or when not to hold it. Best time to buy gold and silver. You know, there's the macro where it's whenever you become aware of it, that you don't have that allocation. And I wanted to say too, you everybody, that, you know, most of us are working with people in retirement, right? Or they're about to go into retirement. And so this allocation in their portfolio, that's why I'm even standing here right now, and why Ryan and I are friends, because over a decade ago, I met him and I began to understand this asset class. And I already knew we were missing something in our plans. We needed something to fill in that spot. To fight inflation, to counterbalance things like you hear us talk about. And when I met Ryan and his dad and began to hear the journey that they had gone on and where they had landed, you know, this one, you know, pre-33 for non-qualified. And then, of course, whatever's the best government compliant metal to use in IRAs right now, it's still the Canadian Maple Leaf, but that could change, right, Ryan? You know, you don't care what it is, as long as it's the best one you can find for folks. And so, you know, when I learned that, I've been building it into plans ever since. And I've never had a client, and we went through the, you know, 2014, 2015, 2016, where price really went down. But I as long as you remind clients of why they have it and, you know, show them the counterbalance, show them the reality of what can happen, and they're gonna want to keep it. You know, they understand that it has this kind of intrinsic deep value that they can't get anywhere else. So, not to belabor that topic, but I just wanted to share that stuff with you guys. Ryan, closing comments on this.
Yeah, I mean, best time to buy gold and silver if you don't have any is now. Let's just be honest. You have that realization of, you know, those five scenarios. aren't going to happen that we talked about, right? Yeah. And unless there is a monetary need right now, there's no way that somebody should be selling back their gold and silver. There's too much financial storms on the horizon that, I mean, we can go down so many different avenues of where we're going to go, Kerry, but every avenue points towards a dollar devaluation, dollar debasement, and physical gold and silver being in short supply and obviously rising during that economic environment.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys have a great day, and we'll see you in the next podcast.
Later.